Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
The biggest cause of communication breakdown between sales VPs and their team, or sales VPs and their other executive team, is a reliance on subjective versus objective information. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I was coaching with Scott, who's the sales VP of a very fast-growing, successful company. And he said to me, never before has there been more tension between himself and his CEO around one competitor in the marketplace. And Scott was very emotional about this competitor. He ranted and raved for about 10 minutes on the phone with me about how this competitor was stealing all their business. When I asked him, how much are you losing to this competitor, he used language like, we always lose to them. My reps say, oh, when this competitor's in the process, we know we're going to lose. We're losing tons of business to them. We lose to them all the time. And I forced Scott to take a step back and say, let's look at the actual numbers. We went back to October and discovered that the company had lost 11 deals in October to a competitor. One deal, less than 10%, to the actual competitor we've been discussing. In November, we took a look at how many losses, and again, the company had lost about 11 or 12 deals to competitors. One, less than 10%, to this competitor in question. In December, the company had lost about 20 deals, two to this particular competitor, about 10%. And when Scott looked at those numbers, he realized that he had been communicating incorrectly to both his team and his CEO because the competitor in question was taking away less business than they actually thought. He was at risk of driving new sales processes, new sales strategies, new sales tactics to his team that were focused in the wrong direction. And he had miscommunicated to his CEO for weeks, if not months, about the threat that this competitor played in the marketplace. We must rely on objective data. My advice always is when you're about to make a decision based on something that you think is happening in your business, when you want to communicate to your executive team or your sales team about something that you feel is going on in the business, look at the numbers first. Make your decisions and communicate based on facts, not on emotion.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.